When the Wolfling Learns to Whistle.
Hello?
Wolfly, sweetheart.
Yes?
It's me, Wolfwoman.
Whoa, Wild Wanda the Wolfwoman?
You wanna learn how to whistle?
I can whistle, I just can't attract the right guys.
Let me hear you. What else you got?
You mean there are other wolf whistles?
What do they teach you, kids? Listen, there are basically a number of variations on the same theme. There's the traditional outsy wolf whistle, the traditional insy wolf whistle, then there's the stadium variety, the wind in the teeth whistle, and then we have what is commonly known as the double-handed hollow fist wolf whistle.
Whoa.
Now.
Here's the scene. It's a full moon. There's the mark. Walking down the street. What's he look like?
Jock?
Okay, so he's a jock. This is not a wind in the teeth job. Not a chance of luring him into some dark alley where you're waiting for him, right?
Right.
And you can't show yourself because on the night of the full moon, you're covered with fur, you have fangs, your eyes are green, and you know, he has to come to you. So what do you use?
The stadium whistle?
You got it.
Hey, baby, hubba, hubba.
See what I mean? Let me hear you. Don't forget, full moon, your jaw's extended, you have more teeth, a lot more lip. That changes your armature.
Okay, teach me another.
All right.
The outsy and insy whistles. Outsy. Think Fred Astaire. Try it. You start out friendly and then you add the step on over here, big guy, inflection at the end. Get him panting. Now, the insy. You do it. It's almost subliminal. It's a lure. Don't waste it on jocks. It works best for sensitive types. You know, poets, painters, writers. It's great on the phone. Oh, yeah, that's good. You'll never go hungry. Well, I gotta go.
But what about the other whistles?
Practice, practice. I'll teach you the rest later.
Thank you, Wolfwoman.
Here's whistling at you, kid.
Woo!